Creating doubt. It's Satan's best tactic.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
Did you know that Satan is using exactly the same method today that he did with Eve back in the garden? And you know what that method is? It's subtle, but it's very effective. You see, he likes to create doubt concerning God's word. And he used this tactic on Eve when he caused her to doubt what God had said about eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he's been using this kind of tactic ever since. And why? Well, because he knows that eventually doubt leads to unbelief, and sometimes to a total rejection of God. I've heard many accounts from people over the years who rejected the Bible because they were taught evolution in millions of years. See, Satan knows that if people doubt the book of Genesis, and if they start questioning what God said at the very beginning, then this will eventually lead to them not believing the rest of the Bible. Christians so need to be equipped with information they can use to defend the authority of God's word, especially against the teaching of evolutionary ideas.
After the Scopes trial, many Christians were embarrassed to admit they believed Genesis. Find out more when you read Dr. David Menton's 32-page handbook on the Scopes trial. It's yours for a donation of any amount today when you call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Our nonprofit ministry can be reached at 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.